You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Welcome, as you always are, this time on Friday, Pacific Standard Time, here on the country's most listened to internet talk radio station. And you're now listening to one of Talker's Frontier 50 best talk shows in the country. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. As always, we talk about relationships, how we can be better in our lives, try to help you with psychological insight, discovering your own truth, because we do have our own truth, of course. And, of course, I also answer your questions, and so do my special guests here on LA Talk Radio. That number is 323-203-0815. It's a Los Angeles area code, 323-203-0815. And, of course, you can instantly email me. I'm up and running here at docmichelle@aol.com, docmichelle@aol.com. We will take any kinds of questions, comments, anything you would like to ask me and my special guest today, who I'll get to in a moment. So there you have it. Also, of course, you can link onto my website right here on the page on LA Talk Radio on the Couch with Dr. Michelle. So nice to have you all here. And today we're sort of stepping away from many of the traditional tools that I or many of my guests talk about in psychology of, you know, how to understand others better in relationships, or getting to the source of our own problems through various psychological techniques. We're talking about a subject that has fascinated a lot of folks out there, understanding ourselves and others better through our minds, of allowing our state of minds, or brain states, to receive messages from out there, or as I call it, the unseen sources. We're talking about the concept of channeling today. It's not new. It's been around since the dawn of time, literally. And my special guest is Shawn Randall. She's currently regarded as one of the most well-known teachers of channeling in the nation. Shawn appears in the film Tuning In. It's the first documentary about channeling. And she's also featured in the book Tuning In by David Thomas. That's what the movie was based on. It's really amazing. Shawn has also lectured on personal multidimensionality, altered states, channeling all over the world for about 2 decades, and she is definitely into the quantum physics concepts of understanding what is in the unseen and not the old school physics of it only exists if we can see it. Shawn, it is so nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. So nice to be here.
You're just such a lovely lady, and I am amazed at your education. I mean, you have a master's degree at the Philosophical Research Society, which is, I don't know if you guys know that or about it, but it is, it's historically one of the original learning facilities here in Los Angeles. Very old building there. It's on Los Feliz, isn't it?
Yes, Los Feliz.
Yeah. And that is originally where a lot of studies of ancient philosophy, moving out of that into powers of the mind, parapsychology, but it's history. You have to know your stuff.
Yeah. It was established by Manly Hall.
Yes.
Years ago.
Yes.
And that some of the teachers there are just remarkable professors.
Yes.
I call it the secret mystery school.
Yeah, it is the secret mystery school, but, you know, it's based on philosophical.
Yeah,
it is. It's philosophical research.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's a very... to me, you really have to have a wonderful background in philosophy and understanding traditional and non-traditional religious concepts as well.
Absolutely. And right. we're so on the cutting edge of shifting all yes. of that. You know, this is a time when quantum physics is sort of establishing a new paradigm for us where we can perceive that there's more beyond our physical bodies and that our consciousness transcends ourselves. There is a part of us that has a transcendent consciousness.
Right.
And at this university, we look at so many things. It's an accredited university. And
oh, yes.
Quite remarkable in with the professors. They teach at many other universities as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, but it's I want people to know that you really are the real deal. And if they read the book Tuning In, or if they see the first documentary about channeling, which I watched, and I am amazed. You channelers, as and you know, I don't mean to, you know, be the group of serious people in that film. Who are some of the other channels?
In the film?
In the film, who work with you.
My good friend Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar.
Yes.
And let's see, Lee Carroll.
Right.
Channels Cryon. And Jeffrey Hoppe, who channels someone else now.
Right.
Than the one he did in the film. And then, this lovely lady here in Los Angeles, Wendy Kennedy.
Yes.
Channels the Pleiadians.
Right.
And John Calley, who channels Chief Joseph. Very
interesting stuff.
You know, channels that have really established themselves. One of the things I find out about channeling is that over the long term, the cream rises to the top, meaning that
yes.
those who are just sort of in it for
commercial,
not really serious reasons or
right.
don't really do their own personal work or what I call shadow work, where they look at the disempowered parts of themselves, the contracted parts of themselves, those sorts of channels just sort of, well, die off or just fade away, if you will.
Right, right.
And then the ones that just are in it really for the long term, who really care about bringing the messages of spirit to humanity, to mm-hmm. uplift humanity, mm-hmm. well, it really makes a difference. It really shows in the quality of the information that comes through.
Wow. Now, you talk about shadow work, and I love this information that you have gathered and written about, because it's so very psychological in nature. You have to know who you are and what you're about and kind of deal with a lot of your own issues before you start coming forth to bring information or to attract, to get into that alpha or theta mm-hmm. brainwave or wherever mm-hmm. you're at in meditation, to attract something else out there.
That's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. It's a correlation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That happens. And you use the word attraction. I use the word also affinity.
Ah.
So whatever we have affinity for, we tend to attract.
Yes.
So that means that if there are shadow parts of the self or big parts that we're denying
yes.
with our angers and our fears and all of that, it's going to make it difficult to be a clear vessel for
yes.
spirit. And
yes.
you might be attracting beings that don't have much to say.
Right.
There's not much chance of really attracting what some people call evil beings. But yes, some unseen consciousnesses aren't so very informed,
right.
unenlightened,
yes.
So to speak. Somebody called it the dimly lit. You know?
Yes.
So if a channel has not done their shadow work, doesn't really work on their own psyche, their own issues, then the wonderful information is not going to be able to flow through them.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like I tell my channeling classes that you're training yourself to be a radio-like receptive device that's only
right.
capable of channeling or bringing forth something wonderful. So if you're an AC channel,
right.
you can't
right.
channel the DC, you know, vibrations. So
right.
It really, really matters, the personal work. And that's one of the reasons that channeling is a valuable tool for personal growth.
Right.
Because it's a way of seeing ourselves at a deeper level.
Yes. Now, a lot of people would say, what's the difference between getting in touch with our higher self? Because we meditate. I spend a lot of time at the Self-Realization Institute, which
wonderful
is,
place.
I love that place.
Oh,
it was,
I love that
you
place.
Know, created by Paramahansa Yogananda, the autobiography of a yogi author and all.
Oh,
there's
wonderful.
So much psychology within that of looking within and taking care of yourself and, you know, trying to be a more positive thinker on the very base level of conversation here. But for the listeners who are not into the, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda spirituality, but, I you know, I know that there is a sense of finding your higher self when you can go into a meditative state. I mean, that's what it was all about with Paramahansa and his previous teachers, finding that higher level of consciousness to be more peaceful, and that is achieved through a meditative state. What's the difference between that and being able to channel and get into a meditative state?
Well, there's a few distinctions. Mm-hmm. One is that one's higher self, of course, has been with us all the time, including all of our lifetimes,
yes,
and between lifetimes. And it's an aspect of ourselves,
yes,
that is a higher dimensional aspect of ourselves that we're not accustomed to functioning with. Mm-hmm. And it does come through us and flow through us in times of inspiration and times of intuition and also times of meditation. You can get excellent messages. And I actually start training people from that perspective.
In yes.
First, we connect to your higher self.
Yes.
And then you get that connection, what yes. that's all about, that sense of partnership, support, love, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And then beyond that, discarnate beings, or let's say other personas, other sources of intelligence that have their own independent nature, can be reached.
Yes.
And so that is where you get into channeling of the teachers and healers. Now, that can also be distinguished between discarnates that are like dead people. So
okay.
Let's say that you want to talk to a discarnate who's your dead Uncle Harry,
okay,
something like that.
Right,
well, dead
right.
Uncle Harry may not have much to say,
okay,
because
okay.
he may be still relating at the personal level of persona, of having a personality, a self-identification that's related more to humanness and human beingness,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
And yet, dead Uncle Harry may evolve and become a very wonderful healer teacher.
Hmm.
And so possibly he would be channeled through in some future, but he might not call himself Uncle Harry.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps.
Right.
But there's a whole strata, a huge spectrum of unseen consciousnesses that are able to come through. And channels can make a choice. In other words, everything is based on intention, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So mm-hmm. if a channel yep. says, well, I have an intention to bring through a very wise, loving being.
Yes, yes.
That is something that is other than my higher self, I'm going to focus on that and make that happen. That is, in a sense, the alignment that starts happening from both sides
mm-hmm.
of the veil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And quantum physics theory, the latest information, at least that I've read, I've been really trying to read up on this, is that there are so much going on in the unseen that we don't know about, not even relating it to a spiritual level, but that...
the non-local.
The
non-local level of consciousness.
Right. And the particles or the whatever you want to call them, vibrations or
yeah.
energies or whatever you want to call them, like attracts like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going into...
But intention causes
intention,
that as well.
Intention.
It makes a big difference.
I have the intention to bring in information about love, kindness, helping
wisdom,
others.
Philosophy,
okay.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
You sort of would go into a meditative state asking that or allowing yourself to
well,
open up to information.
Intending that and starting
yes.
with the higher self. In
yep.
other words, becoming familiarized with the fact that you have within yourself
right.
your own wisdom.
Right, right.
Which is
yes.
remarkable. So we
yes.
have our own transcendent or transpersonal consciousness
right.
that belongs to us, that's part of us. And then
right.
we can go beyond that. It's a little bit like the non-local domain is, just as it says, it's not localized.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we as a physical incarnate person, we've localized our consciousness, our
yes.
soul,
yes.
our higher self. We're local. You're
yes.
local as Michelle. I'm local
yep.
as Sean. And so what about consciousness that's non-local? It's part of this huge field,
mm-hmm.
and they call it the unified field.
Okay.
And
yes.
Of course, a classical quantum physicist would take great
yes.
issue with what we're saying, because what we're actually talking about is quantum theory.
Yes.
Which is the more liberal side of quantum physics at this
yes.
time.
Yes, yes.
But nevertheless, the theorists abound, mm-hmm. these excellent quantum theorists that talk about
mm-hmm.
the fact that the universe is intelligence itself.
Yes.
I have to mention Dr. Amit Goswami.
Oh, he is amazing, isn't he?
Isn't he incredible?
He was in What the Bleep.
He was in that movie, What the Bleep.
He was the physicist.
I had a teacher at the University of Philosophical Research.
Oh, that's marvelous.
One of my professors.
Yes, yes.
A remarkable man who's managed to combine the quantum perspectives with spirituality.
Yes, exactly. And he does, you know, have very valid arguments as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it's because I want to believe in it. But I truly believe in the power of the mind. I truly believe in the unseen. Basically because we haven't found where the spirit is necessarily. I do believe in that. But where also we get insights from out there. Geniuses, savants, the musicians, the artists. I mean...
Well, that's an interesting thing because savants, if you think about the brain for a minute, that's science, right?
Yes.
The brain. And you, the people that are studying the brain now say, wow, this person's brain, this savant, or this person with Alzheimer's, they're capable of other things that some of us aren't capable of. And what's that about? Well, different uses of different parts of the brain.
Yeah.
But consciousness itself is able to come through the brain. So the brain... is, of course, the pipeline. And if the pipeline's askew or if the pipeline is expanded, then different things are going to be able to come through.
Boy, is that
whether
true.
It's mathematical genius or musical genius or transcendent wisdom from unseen friends.
No, that's exactly right. They, you know, one of the classics in 1975 is A Course in Miracles. A lot of people are reading it now even. You know, they're saying, well, you know, it's all about the power within, meditation, kind of trying to lose our ego on this plane and just sort of allow, I'm being very brief, but I'm summarizing this whole thing, but basically it's channeling the person who channeled A Course in Miracles. I can't pronounce Dr. Suckman. Is that the doctor's
name? I'm not
S-C-H-U-C-M-A-N. I've never been able to pronounce that. In 1975, just sort of things started coming forth, and three volumes of books were written about the power of the unseen around us and how we can, you know, aid our minds to allow and be the best we can be and understand ourselves and others better.
Yes, that we're all conduits for spirit, and we're all conduits for a higher order.
Right.
And all we need to do is really be in touch with what that is. I think one of the values of channeling is that it helps us to perceive a higher order and see from higher perspectives and get kind of out of our box.
Right, exactly.
And then, of course, we have to go back into our box to kind of drive down the street or turn on a computer.
We have to function in society, don't we? We have
too.
To. We can't be these
have to be grounded.
Strange beings floating around in our minds. And by the way, can I ask you if you would maybe in about 15 minutes be able to channel live on the radio for listeners and help them out, possibly?
Sure.
By the way, I wanted to mention that Sean Randall has connected with Torah. Torah is an entity. Who has come through to sort of
bring wisdom.
Bring wisdom.
The word Torah, taken generically, as opposed to the religious Torah of the Hebrew teachings,
right?
But generically would mean teachings of love and light. That's in a sense what the word Torah represents and what the entity Torah represents, whether you call them a rose by any other name, you know, would still be a rose. So it's teachings of love and light.
Did he come to you and say, it's a male entity is what you're feeling?
I feel that, but most people experience Torah as androgynous.
Okay.
Through me, I feel male, and there was a past life connection.
Okay.
You have to sort of be on the past life paradigm here to grok that. But apparently he was a teacher of mine in an Egyptian lifetime in which he wasn't really physical, but he would appear physical, like an avatar that would just sort of appear. And then, so at that time, apparently, the way I've heard it from other entities and from Torah is that... he said, well, our time is over here in this lifetime, but we'll be friends again in another way. And so I had a dream.
about touring in this life, as Sean.
Okay.
And I saw this man sort of wink at me as if to say telepathically, you remember me? Mm. I'm here again.
Wow.
And I was in a process. I was in a class. I highly recommend classes and trainings for these things. Very, very important not to try to just go out there on your own and do it yourself.
Right.
So I was in a class, I was starting with my higher self, with my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, as I was meditating, I felt a very different energy, and out came the letters, T-O-R-A-H, very loud, and that started the connection.
Yes.
And then I had a psychologist girlfriend who helped me develop it by practice sessions once a week.
Yes. So she helped you kind of work through a lot of personal issues and things
doubts
that you may have had.
And doubts. And also because she was a psychologist, she would do things like voice dialogue, my inner child.
Yes. Well, that, there's really a lot of...
The performer,
you know, role play and
yes,
information that
doubter
you get.
Doubter parts. And
role play. And, you know, there's a lot of... She's probably classically psychodynamically trained, which, you know, is it's a great background. Not psychoanalytically, folks. Psychodynamically, there's a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
We're not talking penis envy, folks. We're talking we're talking about some of Freud's concepts in past Jungian, some of the, you know, more contemporary philosophies that have been taken from a lot of Freud.
But she'd been trained
Breyer.
By Hal Stone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who, developed voice dialogue.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, fantastic.
That is amazing. And by the way, again, you can call in if you'd like. If you have questions coming up that you may want to ask Tora, who is the
or
person.
Or about channeling.
Or about channeling. That's great. You can give us a call at 323-203-0815 here on LA Talk Radio. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And my special guest today, Sean Randall, she is currently regarded as one of the most well-known teachers of channeling in the country here. And if you ever want to find out more about channeling, of course you can Google it. There's a lot of websites and things.
And my website.
And see, I want people to read your website because it's very, it really has a lot of physics backing in it as well. And it's SeanRandall.com, right?
www.seanrandall.com. S-H-A-W-N.
Yes.
R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the S-H-A-W-N, Sean. And you can just go on her website and find out more. It's really certainly more legitimate, in my opinion, because you do refer to some of the physics. You do talk about, you know, working on your own issues. And you talk about how Tora came through to you and but also you might want to check out the movie. You can Google that, and you can find on your computer. It's called Tuning In. It's the first documentary about channeling. And it's, of course, featured in the book Tuning In by David Thomas. Sean's also in the book as well. But, you know, he did this fabulous study, and it's just like a documentary, a very objective documentary on specialists such as yourself who are able to get
and
into that meditative
state.
What's
so interesting now is that, you know, we're in this time of evolving consciousness.
Right.
And the old paradigm, the old science of separateness within a deterministic universe is still there, you know, the classic physics. But now we're seeing the contrast with a new science of consciousness in which a wholeness in which every part is connected to every other part. And that idea of an implicate order of wholeness and unity exists within consciousness, simultaneous to our paradigm of dualism, which I find utterly fascinating. And that simultaneity that they're finding in the quantum physics mirrors with consciousness. You know, here we have people, non-local human beings, subjected to gravity, time, space, and yet, in the non-local, in which every part is connected to every other part in a sort of a holographic universe.
Right.
We see discarnate beings, wonderful intelligence from beyond that can come through. So I think 2012 is very important for the embracing of this. There are more and more people really recognizing the power of the mind and meditation.
Yes. Yes.
And did you know about that study done by the Maharishi Yogi group in Washington, D.C., in which the meditators focused on the crime rate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is...
They had 400 people who
yes.
sat and meditated in, it was Washington, D.C.,
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And the crime rate went down 25% that weekend.
That's amazing.
They did that, yeah.
They had a huge group of, a massive amount of people together who meditated on peacefulness. Oh, and
imagine how we could
yes.
change our world.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that's happening with many, many, many groups. James Redfield has a group that
yes.
meditates. Google him online.
Right.
And, wonderful meditations going on all the time.
Yes.
And many, many studies on the power of prayer.
Oh, my
which
goodness,
is focused
yes.
thought as well, of course.
Can you tell us more about that and how
Ooh, there's a
that
man in
about?
Oakland. What is his name?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of research done by a medical doctor in Oakland on
yes.
patients that were post, oh, and a friend of mine, actually at UCLA, the power of meditation for people post-operative
yes.
in
yes.
major cancer
yes.
recovery, how much better they do
yes.
when they're prayed for, meditated for,
mm-hmm.
Even in a double-blind experiment where they don't know
right.
who's meditating for who
exactly.
or what's going on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of very good research these days, empirical proof that the power of the mind, you know, affects our bodies.
There really is. And there, and again, maybe hopefully as we learn more about the, I guess, specific organs, whether it's the limbic system or the hippocampus or whatever we're utilizing, there's other parts of the brain possibly that attune to levels that we have no idea that we can tune into.
Right. Well, just even our adrenaline
yeah.
system.
One
of my professors used a great analogy. The idea of, here's the setup. A man is afraid of snakes, terrified
yes.
of snakes. And he comes home one night. It's raining. It's dark. He gets out of his car. He steps on something squishy and round, and he screams. His mind thinks,
yes,
snake, 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 and his adrenaline shoots up,
right?
Sympathetic nervous system, and
yes.
he's just going nuts. And then the front porch light comes on, and he looks down, and he's actually stepped on a garden hose. Now
okay.
his brain
yes.
changes the whole story.
Yes.
So a lot it's about the stories we tell ourselves,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Brain changes the story and says, oh, garden hose, everything's okay. Now the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in, starts to bring down that adrenaline level. The whole body starts to slowly change, all because of what he was thinking.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's, you know, a great story about mind-body
that
connection.
That is a great story.
A very simple story.
No, that is great, Sean. And
is it a snake or a garden hose?
No, exactly.
And maybe that metaphor could be used for everything in life. Wait a minute, is this really a snake or is it a garden hose? What
right.
do I have to watch out for here?
It's a good title for your next book. But it's true, because a lot of, you know, we carry so much from messages from our childhood, impressions. We're born into this world. I truly believe sometimes we inherit chemical imbalances. We inherit, you know, disorders that we did not ask for, but unfortunately we're here to cope with them and learn how to overcome them.
Well, and maybe
them.
Our soul has
yeah.
said, okay, here's a theme to
yes.
look at.
Yes.
Here's something that's going to empower you
yes.
by having the challenge.
So true. So whatever fears maybe we carry with us from the past or this time in our lives and messages that were given us, and it's really important to learn from these things. And if you're going to possibly try to channel something from the unseen someone or a higher message or something positive, you need to take care of a lot of unresolved fears and issues, because goodness knows, maybe somebody could attract something or someone
well,
who's not a real...
Well, it's unlikely, because it takes so much intention and focus to learn to channel.
Yes.
So much focusing.
Right.
And the only time you might see something untoward happening is when someone is, well, unfocused.
Yes.
Or alcoholic, or their brain
yes.
isn't functioning right.
Yes.
And so... if they're a jerk, they attract a jerk, and something like
yes.
that. Where, but it, again, because it takes so much intention and focus, it's unlikely that
yes.
anything like that would ever
yes.
stick or come through.
Yes,
there's
yes.
occasional stories. I don't work with people like that, because the people I work with are really well-intended
yes.
and really into channeling for their personal growth.
Beautiful.
And expansion, empowerment. It's wonderful.
Would you be able to, if I had a pause, played some music or talked low, would you be able to go into a meditative state and sort of have Torah come through for our listeners? And would that be okay if you answered questions on the air from listeners?
Sure, be happy to.
Oh, I'd love that.
I'll start that.
All right,
now.
Sweetie, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, would music in your headphones interfere with your meditative state?
I'm going to take my headphones off.
Okay, beautiful. Why don't we do that? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to pot up your mic as well, and I'm going to put some peaceful music on. But before I do, well, I'll just go ahead and start this music, and I'm going to have people call in if they would like here, as usual, on the show, 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question for my special guest today, Shawn Randall. I'm talking quieter so she can get into her meditative state, because she is one of the foremost channelers in our country. She's traveled the world teaching how to channel a higher power. And, of course, she opens herself up, goes into a meditative state, and helps people out possibly with issues, or brings forth information from an entity who she calls Torah, or who has come to her as the name or imprint of Torah when she was dreaming.
All right.
If you, oh my goodness, Torah's here already.
Right.
Hello,
all
my
right.
dear.
And so we say greetings, and greetings indeed to your pleasure to be here. Are we close enough to the microphone?
We are,
we
are. Very Torah, good. Can I call you Torah?
Certainly anything you like.
All right, Torah, so nice to have you come through today.
A pleasure
with
to be
Shawn
here.
Being here in our presence as well. If you would like to call in, 323-203-0815. We'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
This is so delightful. You connect to the world from something non-physical called, well, internet and radio waves, yes?
Indeed. That's exactly what we're doing. We are in internet and radio waves, and we have someone on the radio right now to contact with you.
Yes, maybe they could start with their name, first name and age, please. That
yes.
would help us tune into them.
Hi, you're on the couch
Hi.
With Dr. Michelle.
Hi, Tora.
Yes.
Tora, this is Dave from Good Vibration Station.
Dave. Well, absolutely. Dear David, oh my goodness, what a pleasure.
Welcome to the show, Dave. Nice to have you here. How are you?
Well, thank you so much, Doc. Excuse me, I'm doing great. I just, I saw that you had the opportunity of having Shawn and Tora on the show today, and I couldn't have missed the opportunity.
Oh, that's
Absolutely
great.
You have a question. What's your question, Dave?
Yes. So recently, Tora, I've been pursuing more music. Let's see, a few weeks ago I was working a lot and going to school and then working, and I actually mentioned to my dad, I said, you know, Dad, I feel like I don't have time to do the things that allow me to, like, follow my highest excitements. And I know that my highest excitements is, you know, the only path of least resistance and the path which will
and
lead
yet
me
you're
into...
And yet you're in school with schoolwork and things of that nature, yes?
Right, exactly. So
here's the thing that's very important to look at, and that is that there are some things that you gain in regular education, tools, etc., that in the long term and for your life process are going to come in handy, and handy in a way that can serve your music. So you may not see the connection now, but there may be a lot of connection between the things you're learning now and the music. What is your instrument
right.
of choice?
My instrument choice would be my vocal cords.
Very good. Have to be careful of those vocal cords. Don't want to trip over them.
Yes.
Wonderful. Singer. How delightful. Yes, let your soul sing. And the world wants to hear your song. Absolutely so. Yes, you know, what we sense from you, David, is that you're capable of doing it all, meaning that you can do both. You may think, oh, I don't have the time, but you do, because you have the heart for it, you have the desire for it, and you don't have to think of it in terms of time. In other words, let's say that, oh, you've got to study real hard for 2 days, and then, gee, Friday night, you've got a chance to really sing your heart out, and you'll find it balances it all out anyway. In other words, don't think
right.
of it so much quantitatively, time-wise, okay. but qualitatively. terms of the joys I get from singing, and yes, I get my education at the same time. And there'll come a time, and we can sense it, there'll come a time when maybe educational focuses, the definite courses you're taking, or even the school you're going to, might change to more reflect the musical education.
Right.
Does that make sense to you, Dave?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
By the way, if you want to tune in here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday at 1 in the afternoon, you can hear Dave Cohen. He's host of Dave's Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, and he does have Tora and Sean Randall on his show. He has in the past. And it's great for you to call in, Dave, and ask a question.
Well, thank you so much, Doc. It's so nice to have your presence here as well.
It is
so nice to hear Tora. And also, I believe on the 25th of March, we're going to be having Sean and Tora
on, great,
as well. So that's going to be a wonderful experience.
Good plug. Good plug for yourself, buddy. Did you have any other questions for Tora at this time?
I'm just going to open up the lines for the other listeners. I don't want to take up all your guys' time.
Would you contemplate what we said then? Really
I will.
Contemplate
I'm,
it. Take it in.
I most definitely will. Thank you so much, Tora. And I send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter.
And back to all of you.
All of the highest vibrational frequencies within the universe.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for calling in. Always great to hear from you.
Thank you, guys. All right. Love you both.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a incredible, smart young guy.
I mean, absolutely. One of the newer generation that really understands that spirituality can be a part of one's life in a very grounded way.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure to work with individuals like that, especially in our classes and people we talk to. It's a joy.
It really is a joy. The younger people are amazing and they're brilliant.
There's an openness. Yes. Well, and their parents paved the way, didn't they?
I guess they did. Many have, and many of the clients I see, sometimes I think, gee, maybe you can get yourself together a little better and then help your children. Mm-hmm. That's what I choose to help people with. But I have an instant email at docmichelle@aol.com. And if you would prefer not to have your voice on the air, I completely understand a lot of people don't want to call in and ask Tora a question because they may be uncomfortable or scared or whatever.
Just need a first name and, if possible, age.
Yes. It says Cassie. There's no age on this,
okay,
Sean. But
decade. 20s, 30s.
Maybe you can text me back or email me back.
You can go ahead and start.
DocMichelle@AOL.com. It says, Dear Tora, I'm afraid of many things in life. Some of my friends are into black magic. And are you a real being? Should I be scared of you?
Aw. Well, we're not in black magic. No, there's nothing to be frightened here. Basically, in life, you want to look for the love. And we're not talking about romantic love, but also a higher love. Oh, you want to look for romantic love. Certainly. Also, this is a young individual here. And, of course, romantic love is important. But black magic is really about getting a cheap thrill. It's a little bit informed by some of the Hollywood movies. People love to get frightened.
Right.
It seems to be entertainment for some people to get frightened.
Yes.
And basically, most people grow out of that. If they dabble in it, it's not serious, and they grow right on out of it.
Yes.
Because it's for the thrills, for the sensations. And then one gets to the point where you realize, well, you know, if I want thrills and sensations, I can go on the roller coaster ride at Magic Mountain, or I can do something else for that. I don't need to sort of tease my fears out.
Right.
Everyone has fears of some kind, dear Cassie. What you want to do is realize that fears are stories you're telling yourself. Dr. Michelle has probably talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Stories you're telling yourself. And if you realize I'm the one telling myself the stories, therefore, I can change them.
Mm, absolutely.
So many of your fears, dear one, are stories you're telling yourself. And you might want to even look at, where did I learn those stories? Where did I pick them up?
Mm-hmm.
Who said them to me in the first place?
Right.
Who's that little voice in my mind that is from some, well, conditioning I had as a child or something? Where did I hear these fear
yes.
stories? Where did I buy into them? But no, you needn't be frightened of us because, well, we look for the most expanded stories
mm-hmm.
that we can, the ones that hold a higher perspective of oneness and wholeness and the fact that everyone and every intelligence is in a progressive evolutionary process of becoming more and becoming more love
yes.
as well,
yes.
loving, caring, sharing. So we trust that, and that even if there are individuals who are taking a darker path temporarily, yes, that will serve them in some way. And in some way, when they move off that path, they will realize that, oh, I learned something from it. I am evolving. I am becoming more of my authentic self, my whole self. So we would say, dear Cassie, it might be good to avoid those friends that support your fear stories, friends that feed your fear stories. It might be a very good idea to be around individuals who support your unlimited potential, your wondrousness, and the gifts and talents that you have and that you are meant to bring to your life
yes.
and to the world.
Yes. Thank you so much, Tora. I appreciate that. And Cassie, thank you for emailing me. I just received a quickie from her, and she said, I'm 17 years
yes,
old, in parentheses. Bless her heart. Well, that's...
Absolutely.
Thank
very
you so
young.
Much, Cassie.
And this
yes.
will pass. Of course, it's
yes.
very much part of the teen times where there's an experimenting, oh, let's see this, let's see that. But the fear stories are definitely to be avoided, and you can avoid them.
Yes, exactly.
Just by making the choice.
Mm. If you would like to call in at 323-203-0815 and speak with Tora. Tora is a very loving, non-physical consciousness that speaks through my special guest today, Sean Randall. She's currently regarded as one of the most well-known teachers of channeling in the nation, sort of getting in touch with other entities. We've talked about this earlier in the show. She also appears in the film Tuning In. It's the first documentary about channeling based on the book Tuning In by David Thomas. Tora, we have another caller,
Wonderful.
So let's pull this person up on the air. Hi, who is this?
Yes, hi. My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
And I've got a cold right
oh,
now,
okay.
so I'm working through my physical issues.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I think someone gave me a cold, so
okay.
I'm suffering through it.
Well,
I'll be fine.
That's sort of the body stuff we have to deal with, I guess, right?
A little time out
for you, Steve, for some self-nurturing here.
There you go.
One of the little whispers of that cold. Go
sure.
ahead.
Well, my question is this. I'm Jewish, and how can I rationalize... I'm very spiritual in my nature, but it's hard for me to rationalize this kind of thought pattern in regards to that channeling and accessing spirits that are not of this existence. How can my rational mind understand?
Well, one thing you can do is use your imagination and think about the times that you have had minor altered states. Sometimes when you're driving, getting a little fuzzy and sort of, well, like almost like trancing out. Oh, the traffic sort of lulls you to sleep. Or when you have a cold and
right.
you find
yeah.
that you're a little fuzzy-brained and maybe you're thinking a little differently. And then you can rationalize, well, that, you know, why don't I lift those thoughts up? Why don't I, with my imagination, imagine that there is a unified universe, a field of intelligence that is far beyond or more than what is physical? You know, we like to use the metaphor of radio waves and satellites.
Right.
You know, there's nothing physical about radio waves. You can't see them, but they're there and they communicate. So that's one way to sort of put it together.
Does that help you at all?
That helps me, yes.
Okay, Steve.
That helps me. But I'm very analytical, so it's
all right. Well, we can.
No, go ahead.
We can say that it does generally take a good bit of time, work, and adjustments for unseen friends to be able to speak through a physical channel, because there is the brain, there is the vocabulary, we call it the toolkit. So whatever the
right.
channel or the physical person has, the unseen friend must use. In other words, there's a big part of our energy that doesn't come through this channel that she wouldn't be able to relate to at all, that doesn't have a sense of, well, her language in that way. And so there's a lot that goes into making that adjustment, sort of like the square peg into the round hole.
Right. I understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you
I
so
really
much for calling in, Steve.
Thank
and
you.
I hope
Absolutely.
You feel better. Thank you for
yes.
calling in.
Dear one, do take care and meditate while you've got that cold. Think of it as your altered state of consciousness and an opportunity. Yes, an opportunity. That, what are you learning from it? Yes.
I like that.
Thank
I
you
like
so much, Steve. I appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Take good care. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling. Oh, poor guy. Sounds like he's having a rough time trying to just talk there.
But he really heard us.
Yes, he really did.
We could hear that. That's lovely.
And I think, by the way, we are coming up to a hard break, and we do need to, you know, it goes so fast with you always, Tora, when you come through, Sean Randall here on the show. And I want to keep you in, Tora, as you're on the air to say goodbye to everyone. And, you know, I will give you some time to come out. But again, my guest today has been Sean Randall. She's regarded as one of the most well-known teachers of channeling in the nation. You can find out all about her and her classes at seanrandall.com. You just put that up there. The www will come up. The HTTP, everything will show up. And you'll find out about Sean and how to take classes to better yourself, to get in touch with a lot of things, and really learn about the history of channeling as well. And her website's amazing.
And one's own self. Yes,
and
learning
one's
about
own self.
Your unlimited capacities. Yes, really learning about them, feeling
exactly.
them, being able to bring them through, getting rid of the blocks in your life. So wonderful to do that with the help of higher self and unseen friends.
Tora, thank you so much for being such a special guest today.
Dear one, thank
and I
you.
Will come back and talk to
thank
Sean.
Thank you for being a map maker and stretching the reality of the consensus and this paradigm and really being open to alternative ways of viewing the universe. Thank you.
Well, I always love to do that. You know me.
Much right. love then. We'll depart.
Much love. Much love to you too, Tora. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, today. You've been on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest, Sean Randall, who channels Tora, the entity. Go ahead and check out her website again, seanrandall.com. And this is Doc Michelle saying have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and do take care of yourself first, and then you will be great for other people. That's what I always do say. It's loving, you know. You can contact me at DocMichelle@AOL.com if you'd like. Go on to my website here, DrMichelleTherapy.com, and come on back to the show next week, because we're talking more about helping yourself, personal enlightenment, and having a good life. Take care. Bye-bye.